It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into the happy hour, everybody. Final hour together on this Tuesday program. We're all celebrating my anniversary. Appreciate you all joining the party here today. Happy anniversary to me and to us.
Happy anniversary. And Lord.
Thank you, guys. Tony Gwynn Jr. there, Scraby, Chris Ello here, and appreciate you all being out there. Scraby's got a Chronicles coming up an hour from right now. Underway is the NBA season, and if the first game is any indication, you can just pack it in right now. Forget it. First quarter, the Boston Celtics have already put up 43 points. They're still playing in the first quarter, by the way. The Celtics are 10 of 16 shooting threes. I don't know what the record is for most threes in one game, but I know that they're on pace for 40 made three-pointers in this game.
They shoot a lot of them.
Let me see.
I don't think anybody's ever made 40 three-pointers in a game. That's 120 points right there.
It says 29.
29 is the record. Okay, that's about right. So the Celtics have 10 already in the first quarter. They're leading the Knicks by 21 points. Knickerbockers, get after it, because you guys are getting whooped. Jason Tatum's made 4 out of 6, Tony, just to make me feel good. I think right now, if you're an athlete and I'm not a fan, you are going to flourish. That just seems to be the way it's going right now.
This looks pretty terrible.
The Knicks? Well, I mean, Boston shooting is, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Guard everybody out there 45 feet from the basket?
No, I mean, this is when they're at their best. Too often, you know, in the past, outside of last year, they have too many soft spots where they aren't hitting threes and they keep hoisting them.
Well,
tonight is not one of those nights.
No, they hoisted enough to win a championship last year. They're off to a good start. Lakers open tonight against the Minnesota Timberwolves. All eyes will be on the end of the Lakers bench. Never mind the game itself, but when or is Bronny coming into the game? We'll find out. LeBron James said today, all in good time. Whenever it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
But Scraby and I know better. The conspiracy says that LeBron James has ordered J.J. Redick to put him in the game.
Get him in the game now.
I also heard that.
Because J.J. Redick is just a puppet of LeBron James, yeah, right, Scrape?
I mean, it is true. I also heard they...
You heard from some people?
Anytime I say I also heard, it's some stupid
one
thing I'm about
text.
To say. No, I also heard that they're drawing up a bunch of like out-of-bounds plays for Bronny to get the game winner.
Yeah, okay, you're just making up stuff now. This is where we're at.
Way that can happen is if they stay close enough to the Timberwolves tonight. Some NFL catching you up on that. Chris Godwin, unfortunate, got hurt late in the game last night. Bucks lost to the Ravens. Godwin was still in the game in the final minute, and he's just wrecked his ankle. So it's all over for Godwin. Mike Evans, the other, well, I mean, this
he's
year.
He's dead?
No, he's alive. But
it's all over.
He's alive, but not well. Mike Evans is also out for at least a few weeks. But the thing that, you know, we played the clip earlier, Tony and I, and Todd Bowles taking heat because one of his starting receivers is in the game. I commend him in a
lot
of ways.
Do you want to hear it again?
It was really uncomfortable, I thought.
I think we should play it for...
Like, they asked him three times. I was trying to get him to admit that he'd somehow should have rushed everybody out of the game because they were losing by 10 points.
Here's Todd Bowles after the game.
We don't have any timeouts. It's under a minute. You would need a score, an onside kick, another score. Why is Chris Godwin in the game at that point?
Well, he's a player. We're trying to win the ball game. We're still down 10. We're trying to get extra points and kick another onside kick. It just happened. With Mike going down, we didn't have that many receivers left as it was, so we play what we got.
Isn't that even more, perhaps, important to preserve Chris for the Falcons and Mike's possibly not going to play?
Well, you can say that because he got hurt. We don't second guess. We got our guys. We're playing everybody we got. It's unfortunate he got hurt. We feel bad about that, but he's a football player and he wanted to be in the game, just like Baker and everybody else wanted to be in the game.
Don't you have an obligation to protect your players?
Is this the same guy?
Same guy.
I do protect my players all the time.
I feel like that last question is the one that steps over the line.
I feel like all three of them step over the line. Frankly,
the first two,
you might get away with the first one.
I think this is part of the issue, and this is why I respect Bernie Wilson so much. He doesn't have a dog in the... Those questions seemed like they were coming from a guy.
It sounded like a personal vendetta.
Who was a fan of said team. As opposed to just covering the team,
yeah.
There seems like he was vested and kind of hurt.
Right.
That Chris Godwin got hurt in that situation.
You just took Chris Godwin from my team.
That's what it felt
like. Oh, he has him in fantasy football. That's it.
That's what it felt like, especially the third one. Like, okay, you took two bites.
I just loved his first answer. Why is he playing? Well, he's on the team.
He's a player.
He's a player on the team. What do you mean, why is he playing? I just think that reporter's, you know, just, you know, makes it tough on the rest of us out there.
Yeah.
When Mike Schilt comes on this station and he's a little hesitant sometimes because he doesn't know who I am yet, to me, it's people like that asking questions at other press conferences throughout the year that, you know, make it more hard, more difficult for somebody like me. Yeah. Is just trying to ask a question.
I mean, that's you know,
the
harsher way, it sounded like I was a fanboy asking questions.
Todd Bowles gets a lot of crap.
And he handled it with...
How about throwing those at Bobby Knight or something one time?
Bobby Knight would have for sure
can
came
you imagine?
Off of the podium and would have been
off
down
the
there
podium.
Ready to scrap.
I feel like once you question a coach's dedication to player
sure,
safety...
obligation? Isn't it your obligation?
Isn't it your obligation to
I'm
do
pretty
what?
Sure he's not what? Putting Chris Godwin in there to, like, get him
well,
hurt.
What, he
Have
had
you
to,
seen the game that you're covering?
Yeah, it's a pretty violent game.
He also had to field 11 players. You can't just phone the rest of the game in.
And they had Mike Evans out? I mean... Okay,
we didn't have a lot of receivers. Well, isn't even that more reason why you couldn't have been in there?
We should have threw our backup quarterback in there to play wide receiver.
We're playing the Falcons next week. Did you know that?
That was.
Do you guys? Okay, so you guys haven't answered. Do you disagree with Chris Godwin being in the game?
No,
no. I mean, yes, in retrospect, but no, I.
No is the answer. Yes, I mean, if I'd have known, if you'd have told me, hey, you put Chris Godwin in here, he's going to get hurt. Then I'd be like, okay, I'll keep him out. But that literally can happen on every play in the NFL.
Yeah, it can. It can. And they didn't show the replay again, so.
More importantly, he wanted to be
that?
In there.
Why are we doing it? Yes, he did.
He wanted to be in the game.
But isn't it your obligation?
I mean,
sure
if you have
safety.
Him on your fantasy roster, you should be happy he was in there picking up some cheap yards for you at the end of the game. Hate when they take my guy out.
Yeah.
Give me all those
points. I need every point
I can get. Didn't he make a catch on that play?
I don't know. I didn't see the last minute of the game.
Okay.
I'd already flipped off.
Me too, when everything happened.
You'd already moved on, Chris?
Moved on, yes, to taped events like the Chargers game, which was boring. Scrappy brought up an interesting question as we start the final hour of the show. And that is, how badly, I don't know if badly is the right phrase, but how important, right, for the Padres, to keep both Mike Schilt, who is, well, they're going to keep him, but he's a lame duck, as they say, right? He's got 1 year left on his deal. Very few managers in Major League Baseball actually manage with that. They always have a little more, you know, support.
Right.
So, you know, how important that the Padres extend Mike Schilt, and how important that they do whatever they can to keep Ruben Niebla. And, I mean, is there a, yes, there is, but what's the point where too much becomes too much? Like, what if Ruben Niebla and his agent say, you know what, we were really valuable here, and, you know, we deserve this kind of pay hike, or this kind of, I mean, are the Padres going to be put against the back of the wall? Because the fans would revolt, I think, if Ruben Niebla were allowed to leave.
Just know that whatever he does, if he doesn't get it here, he'll get it elsewhere. So
yes.
How much is too much? I would say his value is
it's through the roof.
Is everything that it's supposed to be.
I mean, how many of those guys in the pitching staff would be maybe not devastated, but would be pretty upset that he was not going to be their pitching coach?
There would be, I mean, listen, I think these guys all know that it's a business, so they'll approach it as such, but there would be some disappointment, I would say, across the board.
I mean, Ruben Niebla has the ability, and I don't know this man personally very well at all, actually. Let's be honest. So I don't know what kind of guy he is, but if he wanted to be that guy, he could hold the Padres somewhat hostage here and say, you know, I really need this or I'm out of here. And I don't know whether that'll happen. Schilt is similar. I don't think anybody wants to see him leave.
They both need to be back.
They both need to be back. So AJ's got to figure it out. That's why he makes the big bucks.
Yeah, do they need to do it before Mike Schilt possibly wins Manager of the Year so his price doesn't go up?
I mean,
I don't think he's going to win it.
Who do you think's got him? Well, since we're on the subject.
I think the Brewers guys got him.
You think Murph's got him, huh?
With a division title. I think he's got him.
Yeah, you're probably right. That probably is the guy that gets
but
him.
I really like Schilt's job this year. If you go back to the beginning,
Mendoza's probably in there too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they can't vote on what the Mets did in the postseason.
I know, but right? Remember, getting them to the postseason, supposed to be.
I'll tell you, Brian Snitker might get a vote for getting the Braves in too. I mean, they had every injury in the world. But I think Schilt was great. And, you know, even though I tried to goof around and, you know, when he'd give those answers early in the season, you know, he won me over. He won me over.
He won you over.
He did. It's fair to say. Can that happen?
Yeah,
that
of course.
I mean, you can make a, you know, an early decision on somebody, and then as things play out, I wanted a little more honesty from him at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
But I felt like as we went along, there was a good method to his madness. And I got it. I understood it more.
There was a mix of honesty and mystery at the same time.
Mystery.
You just knew that Mike was not going to give you
anything
that
well, I mean,
could
to this,
be newsworthy.
To this day, and probably going forward another 6 months, I'm going to remember him saying to me when I asked, do you plan any changes for the postseason and the way you manage?
Crawling out of my skin over here.
And he goes, what do you think the answer to that is?
And my you first said?
My first said, you're going to put the lineup in a hat.
I was like, oh, no.
I went for humor to try to save myself.
He went with it, though.
And he kind of went with it, I looked out.
He's like, yeah, we actually just got done doing it.
I was pretty nervous right there. What do you think we're going to do?
I crawled underneath the table over here. Just because I don't like uncomfortable situations to begin with. So.
Well, imagine when you're the one in it.
I have been the one in it.
I don't like him either.
You guys are too funny.
All right. Let's see. I think we needed to mention that this hour was brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is football. Gwen and Chris is checking traffic. And then coming back, we still got a ways to go before the Chronicles at 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
My hope that the Boston Celtics would lay an egg on their ring ceremony is quickly dwindling away.
They're going to set an NBA record tonight. Most threes.
There's a coach digging in their nose right now.
Wait, what?
Menzola, right? Is his name?
Mazzulla.
Did you guys see that Aaron Rodgers was caught on camera seemingly picking his nose and then eating it?
You know, that's all. That's honest.
Eating it?
Yeah.
We're talking about some crazy stuff today. Like, we got to go back to the dude wipes. I mean, that was simple compared to this stuff.
Nothing simple about the two bags of dude wipes in our men's bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, that's all. That's like one of those things that I think everybody thinks about. Who are, you know, people who are on TV, athletes. Because, you know, there's a lot of dudes who like to dig in their nose. And when there's a camera, especially in today's age.
They're going to catch everything.
Somebody's going to catch you. And you certainly can't be, you know, going from nose to mouth either. That's a no-no. All right, Scrape, you got some grades you want to hand out.
Yeah, let's go right into that.
Let's change the subject.
Nice lead-in.
We got two
music beds.
We got competing music beds. we're all going to hand out grades because we never did our regular season Padre grades, and we're not going to take into account the playoffs. So it's just the full regular season. Now, I guess I'll go first and give my grades, and then you guys. AJ Preller, he gets an A, and the reason he gets an A is because he built a team that was capable of winning the World Series. Made big moves throughout the season. Luis Arraez, Dylan Cease, and the trade deadline, Tanner Scott, Jason Adam, Brian Hoeing. So I'm going to give him an A. What about you, Chris?
I don't know. To me, you either win it or you get an F. No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say, jeez.
Give him an A.
Give him an A.
Now, he was great this year.
Yeah.
Did a great job.
Tony?
He gets an A+.
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 Mike Schilt.
He had to cut payroll.
$100 million.
$100 million in payroll. He moved a guy that perhaps is the best hitter in the league.
Juan Soto.
Yes. Got players back of need.
Mm-hmm.
Flipped one player for another guy in Dylan Cease.
Mm-hmm.
Then that was just a start. You signed Jerickson Profar.
Mm-hmm.
You signed Donovan Solano.
Mm-hmm.
You signed
Peralta.
You trade and make another trade for Arraez. And then you chill. Team does well. Then you get to the All-Star, or excuse me, you get to the trade deadline. You bring in Jason Adam. You bring in Tanner Scott. You bring in Brian Hoeing. You bring in Martin Perez.
I forgot.
And I'm forgetting one. Isn't there an offensive player in there somewhere? Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, Lockridge. But he was in a different trade.
Either way, he did all of that and had to cut $100 million, and I thought he did a wonderful job.
All right. Now we're to Mike Schilt, the manager of the Padres. I'm going to give a grade.
You get to go first every time?
No, you go.
Thank you. I was going to give him an A until he criticized my question. About the, he didn't criticize it.
I was going to say.
After he threw it back at me. So I give him an A-. He was really good. Schilt was good. I'm holding it against him, but I shouldn't.
Tony?
He wasn't perfect, you know,
no.
But A-.
Mike Schilt gets an A. He was phenomenal as well. I thought he handled the bullpen as well as you can have. Because remember, you didn't have Tanner Scott, Jason Adam prior to that, right? They bring up, forgot, Johnny Estrada came up at some point.
Yep.
They threw him in kind of the deep end, and he swam. And managing Robert Suarez is kind of, I don't know, bumpy ending to the season. I thought he did that well.
He had to survive the first 3 months with Wandy Peralta and Johnny Brito as his eighth inning guys.
Let's not forget De Los Santos that was in there as well.
Yeah, right.
I thought the other thing that Mike Schilt did brilliantly well was manage Jackson Merrill. Never got the itch when everybody was, I mean, begging him to move him out of the lower portion of the lineup. He never did. And I think that's part of the reason Jackson was able to flourish.
I give Mike Schilt a B++. The
no
only
such,
reason
no
he's
such
not,
thing. There's no, no such
okay,
thing.
Okay, A- because he didn't want us to be concerned about the season earlier in the season when we may have, should have, we could have been concerned about the
he
season.
He turned out to be right.
He
Don't
did.
Be concerned.
He did.
Yeah, that was the thing that, you know, we heard. He always tears it up in the second half, and he didn't disappoint.
He did not. All right, next group. Tony, you're up first. Pitching staff, what would you grade the starters this year?
Ooh. That's a tough one. I think this has to be given an incomplete.
Not a choice.
That's a grade.
Why? Okay, why incomplete?
Because you didn't have a full season of Yu Darvish, Joe Musgrove. I mean, that's two-fifths of your rotation right there.
Yeah.
Did they even, I mean, they? I guess they came into the season with a fifth starter, but it was like a revolving door fifth starter?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was Matt Waldron, wasn't it?
It was.
It was. You're right. It was Matt, and he did a good job. I think I was thinking Musgrove spot because it, you know, it was at sometimes it was Vasquez. They tried Brito there. They tried Major there. You know, I can give him a grade. I think overall the starters get a B-. And it's because of those injuries that it becomes so low. I think Waldron did a terrific job in the stint that he was up. I thought Vasquez got better. Michael King was phenomenal. But then after that, I mean, I know you and Joe pitched brilliantly down the stretch, but they were hurt. They were banged up. So I say B-.
I'm going to say C+ because of the injuries and starting pitching was one of the Padres' strength heading into the year, and it wasn't their number one strength throughout the year. But I do think they get some kudos because Matt Waldron was great in the first part of the year when they needed someone to be great. So I'm going to be tough. Go C+. Chris?
That's way too harsh. I give him a B, almost dragged down by Adam Major's 8 starts. But I'm not going to let that drag it down. I thought Darvish, you know, Musgrove, Vasquez, Waldron, King, Cease, those 6 guys made all but 18 starts, you know. And I think over and all, they all did a, you know, really nice job. The only guy, the ERA ended up getting up on Waldron at the end, but he was practically the team MVP for the first 2 months of the season. I think they had at least a B out of the starters this year. And Perez coming in late, doing what he did.
All right, I'm up first on this one. Relievers, I'm going to say A because Robert Suarez was great all year. Tanner Scott, when he came in, Jason Adam, when he came in, we no longer have it, but we did have ASS as the 7-8-9 relieving crew. So I'm going to give them an A because they kept the Padres in a lot of games and they closed out a lot of games. Chris?
It was one of the best bullpens in baseball, but it was really funny. Once they got knocked out, everybody completely forgot about them.
That's true.
And now all we hear about is the Guardians had the best bullpen in baseball that the Yankees torched.
Yeah.
And now the Yankees and the Dodgers, of course, have the best 2 bullpens in baseball because they're still in it. You know, I think the Padres really did have one of the best all year long, so I give them an A.
Tony, relievers.
The relievers, I'm going to give a B minus.
Oh, wow. Slipping down.
I'm going to give a B minus because the first half of the season, it was extremely inconsistent. I think it's very easy for us to remember what happened from the trade deadline on, but it was a – and another reason why I gave Mike Schilt such a high grade, getting to Suarez wasn't easy in the first half of the season. Wandy was inconsistent. De Los Santos struggled. Struggled great when he came up, but then he kind of struggled a little bit. And so getting the ball to Suarez was tough. And so for that reason, you only had half a season where it was just dominant. I give it B minus.
All right, Chris, you're up first. Manny. We're just going to talk about the four under contract
great for
big
Manny.
Names. Yes.
I'm being pretty, you know, very...
You are in a good mood about this.
Well, it was a good season. I mean, it's the second greatest season wins in franchise history.
That's true.
Manny Machado, A-.
Why do you say it begrudgingly?
Because the first 3 months of the season, he drove me crazy, and he kept telling me it'd be all right, and I didn't believe him. And it turned out to be all right. And
A-.
I mean, he would give it an A if he could only, you know, good enough fielding to make a Gold Glove finalist, but obviously he's not that good, so A-.
Tony, man,
I still can't believe that Gold Glove thing still bothers me to no end.
Manny's season?
He's staring up into the air thinking.
B+.
Okay.
B+. He, you know, Manny was banged up early, and he finished like gangbusters. So, had he had to start like he had to finish, we'd be talking IA. But, yeah, no, I give him a B+.
Yeah, I don't know where to go with this because I think it's a B or B+. Because there were times throughout the season where he needed to be good, and he wasn't either fully healed from his elbow thing, but there were points in the year where we were sitting there like, what is wrong with Manny? Is he ever going to be Manny again? Like Chris said, he told us we'll be okay, and we were okay, like you said. All right, quickly, Tony, Fernando.
He gets a B. I thought he was really good offensively. I thought he wasn't as good defensively this year.
Yeah.
So, I also dealt with some injury. So, I'm going to give him a B.
I am going to give him a B as well. His injury took him out of the lineup for a long time, but there were periods of time where he was just not hitting. And then he finally got hitting, and then he got injured, and he had to go out. But there were lots of, or not lots, but there was a pretty big slump in the beginning of the year. So I'm going to say B as well. Chris, Fernando.
Yeah, B-. The really one big hot streak he had was in the playoffs, which is, you know, a great time to have it.
Very great time.
But you just asked me for my regular season vote. So I thought he was less than stellar on offense. Tony brought up the defense, and he knows better than I do because he watches every single, you know, inning. Yeah, the injury. So, I mean, I want to have a, you know, how many games did he get in this year? What was the final tally on games played? 102. You know, that's 60 that are sitting on the sidelines. So,
yeah,
I need a little more action from Fernando next year.
All right, final one.
What was your grade?
B-.
Who's up first on this one? You go, Chris.
Okay.
Xander Bogaerts.
I'm going to give him a B- also. Because he moved to shortstop, he moved up a little bit. I thought he had an ordinary year.
He was also hurt.
Right? I mean, that's part of it. He actually did better when he came back from the injury.
He did.
But I'm still waiting for Xander Bogaerts to kind of, you know, take over a little bit.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be in the background as much as he is, based on the kind of player I kind of thought he was.
Tony, Xander Bogaerts grade for the regular season.
Ooh, Xander's grade. Give him B-.
Okay.
Same reasons. Made the switch. slow start, came back better, had to move to short. P minus.
All right, I'm going to close it out with some negativity, I guess, and I'm going to say C. For someone who's being paid as one of the highest paid players on the team, you got to have a better OPS than 688 throughout the entire season. His OPS plus was 92, batting average 264. I like Xander Bogaerts. I think he's a good player, a person for this team, but he needs to, like Chris said, we need to see the Xander Bogaerts that I think the Padres thought they were paying for. So I'll go with a harsh grade of a C, everybody.
Man, you're tough.
Hey, I didn't give him a D like Rod did.
I said B minus, and you gave him a C. What's up with you?
I mean, he's supposedly... Hey. One of the most important players on this team, but we haven't really seen him take over yet.
When does it take over? What does that look like? Taking over,
like Manny.
So is he Manny?
He's
what
not Manny.
Okay, what so does that look like?
I knew Tony was going to find a fence. The takeover thing, like it's Xander.
What is
Bogaerts,
that? I mean, takeover.
Okay.
Like,
okay. Maybe takeover is the wrong phrase.
Okay. Now, we go
now Chris,
we
now Tony's all good.
We can go from there.
I just think that for someone who's getting paid as one of the highest paid players on the team and was brought in as one of
you
the best players in Major League
is that
Baseball,
what you're saying?
I need more production.
I just say that. Just taking over. Like, this ain't basketball. You ain't going to just take over a game. I mean, it happens very rarely.
Okay, I need more production.
Okay, there you go.
From Mr.
Bogaerts. That's fair.
And I need...
I can't argue that.
I need some better defensive play next year, too. So. All right.
What is this, the afternoon show? We're 6 minutes over on the final segment. Come
yes,
on.
It is.
Let's get to break. Is it me?
Yes.
Yeah, it's me. Let's get to break. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
I know I read this for you just a little while ago, but Scraby wants me to drive it home that this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is football. Bills is not an animal. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby.
A little subtle shot.
Gwynn
right?
Chris, not very subtle, actually. Final half hour before Scraby takes over with the Chronicles. The NBA game, halftime, Celtics 74, Knicks 55. And it's been what I said, three-point shooting. Tony, unbelievable. They are 17 out of 32, which is 53%. But just the sheer volume getting 32 three-point shots up in the first half.
I really despise the Celtics.
I'm not a fan either. I'm just
is that
telling
your
you
Chiefs
what they're doing.
Or Seahawks? Like, my hatred for the Chiefs and Seahawks, is that, like, the same for you?
I think mine is far greater than yours.
Wow.
I just don't act like
well, I am a liker of sports. So.
You are a liker of sports. That's very true. I'm glad you accepted that. Now,
I only have one team that I've ever felt that bad that I don't like, and that's the Dodgers growing up, even in L.A., and now that they're playing the Yankees, I'm really hemming and hawing because I don't like either of them.
We'll get your pick.
Thank you. All right, let's check traffic. And then earlier today, we had a good conversation with the star running back of the San Diego State Aztecs. Chance for you to meet Marquez Cooper.
Joining us right now on Gwynn and Chris, Marquez Cooper, Aztec running back. Marquez, how are you, man? Thanks for joining us today.
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for having me.
No problem. You're off to a fantastic start. This ball team has won two straight, looking for their third. I mean, this is your first year here at San Diego State. Just talk about, you know, your experience to this point and your this little bit the success you've had to this point in the season.
My experience has been amazing. Just with the people around San Diego, my teammates, you know, welcome me with open arms. My running back coach has been amazing, you know, and then obviously my coaches from Kent State, you know, just to be back in the connection there is better than ever. So everything's just clicking right now, and it's just life is good.
I'll tell you one thing, Marquez Cooper is our guest, and it's really been fun to watch you play, and we're glad you're here in San Diego. Started off your college career in Kent, Ohio, and played for Sean Lewis there. And then Muncie, Indiana for a year. Now San Diego. I got to say, Marquez, I don't want to knock those other places, but it seems to me you're moving up in the world a little bit.
Most definitely things like that. Just with the publicity and the conference, you know, and stuff like that, I've definitely moved up. So it definitely feels like it every single day in the weather for sure.
Marquez, you guys have won two straight. You guys are seemingly have gotten better every single week. Just talk about the growth of this Aztec football team from the start of the season till now.
Honestly, the growth has been phenomenal. You know, it's really started in practice, and it was the Central Michigan practice week. It was just different. The mindset was different. We should have three wins in a row, but, you know, we handled our problems there. But it's just, you know, we're just clicking. We're getting closer as a team. We're getting better as an offense. And, you know, our defense has been lights out. You know, that's been great for us, and we're thankful for that, definitely offensively, you know, just for this whole start and just getting everything together. But, you know, other than that, man, just good.
Marquez Cooper's our guest, the Aztec running back from Gaithersburg, Maryland, another big town. Tell me about growing up in Maryland and playing football. And what got you into it, and how you wound up a running back? Was it something you just took to right away? Were you always the running back, you know, even as a little kid?
Yeah, I had older cousins and an older brother that played older brother played running back. My other cousins played defensive positions, and my uncle Dominique Chase, you know, he passed away. I grew up on the game with him. He taught me the game and stuff like that. You know, I played running back and cornerback to start out, you know, but I always played knee football. You know, I was so small, you know, as a younger, they'd be on their knees and, you know, we're in the basement and stuff like that. So I get the football and I got to run to the other side of the wall, you know, try to tackle me on the ground and stuff like that. So that's where I really started my juke moves and stuff like that, because I wasn't going to run those guys over. So I started from being the smallest there. You know, to growing up, I didn't get really big. Even when I played my age group, you know, so I was a small guy. So the running back definitely fit my description and my body of work. So that's how I really started the running back position. And once I got to, like, high school, you know, you really have to choose one. Actually, my JV year, I played a little cornerback too, but I was going to be the running back, and that was clear as I grew in that and Quince Orchard. So that was how I started.
He only scored 98 touchdowns in high school, Tony. It sounds to me like he ran away from them pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. High school was amazing.
Marquez, you guys obviously have found something. You've had a terrific year. Your offensive line has been able to create some space for you. I mean, as you've gotten, you know, more experience each and every year, what do you think has helped you get to the development point that you are right now in your running back career?
You know, definitely probably from starting from taking notes in the running back room. Matty J was my running back coach when I was at Kent State. He's the quarterback coach here now. But, you know, at first, you know, when I coming in as a young guy, you know, I didn't really take good notes as a youngin. I didn't know what to really take notes on. I wasn't really doing it in high school. So, you know, watching film, knowing what to learn to watch the defense, what they're doing, stuff like that, and where to what every play scheme is, you know, intended to do, stuff like that I've grown with. And just, you know, I've been in this system now for 4 years total. I really understand each play to depth, you know, a great depth. So just with that and just my body, I've just been able to get bigger, stronger, faster, more elusive. So stuff like that is what I've been able to work on as well as I got older and stuff like that. So just having that game experience has a lot of plays under my belt. You really know what defense is trying to do, and, you know, it just you feel good and confident each and every play.
Marquez Cooper and the Aztecs have a really good game. It's also homecoming, calling all Aztec alumni out there. This Saturday night, 7:30, Washington State. Going to be a conference opponent in a couple of years. Yeah. But right now, a very good test for you guys, Marquez. And again, anybody out there can get tickets. Go Aztecs.com. Talk about playing with Danny O'Neill.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's a freshman quarterback. He comes in. I've been pretty impressed. You know, he hangs in there. You know, if something negative happens, it doesn't seem like he gets down. It seems like take me in the huddle a little bit with this freshman and how he's doing leading you guys.
Yeah, man. Just like you said, just when things go bad and he never gets down or anything like that. He's made significant improvements to his game since the beginning of the season, especially over these last 2 weeks. You know, his connection with the wide receivers has been phenomenal, and just clutch first downs. He's continuing to make plays at the end of the game with that Wyoming connection to Napier. That was big time. That's huge. You know, he's just completing balls, you know, constantly completing the passes and, you know, helping me move the sticks. So that he's been, his growth has been amazing. You know, even when I'm on him, you know, as an older guy in fall camp or practices, he's never attacking me back. He's just listening to the game and just, you know, taking it and moving on, you know, whether he feels I'm right or I'm wrong, you know, because he always gonna think I'm right, you know. So it's been great.
Marquez, last one for me. I mean, this is, I don't know how much San Diego State history you're aware of, but this school has been able to produce some pretty good running backs, you know, throughout the time here. Marshall Faulk comes to mind. Donnell Pumphrey comes to mind. Rashad Penny comes to mind. I mean, are you trying to at least leave your stamp on the running back position when you leave out of here?
Oh, for sure. I'm definitely trying to leave my mark on the room. You know, numbers and stuff are cool, but just, you know, how to practice, you know, how to go about your business every single day, you know, just leave a tradition in my own way and stuff like that. You know, I haven't been here the years that they have been able to be here to get the numbers and stuff like that, but I do know that I'll be able to leave a great impact for the guys that's coming behind me and stuff like that. They'll definitely know how to go about their work and be a straight dog.
Well, Marquez, we certainly appreciate you coming on, spending some time with us today. Good luck Saturday. You have Aztec Nation behind you, and stay healthy, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for coming on.
Marquez Cooper, Aztec running back there.
Getting it done as we get ready to wrap it up. Scraby, you ready for the Chronicles?
Yes.
Good to have Marquez Cooper. I enjoyed
the Chronicles.
Chronicles are next.
I have quite the stuff to talk about.
Do you have a gripe today?
I don't have a gripe. Just
Tony's
yet.
Got one for you.
Yeah, but I don't.
You can call Tony and he can be your guest griper.
You don't feel that? Well,
or
yeah.
Call
you
me.
Feel
I'll
it.
Be your guest griper. This Celtic game is bugging me.
That was the gripe.
All they do is jack up threes, but they make them.
Today.
20 for 35.
They're going to have
it. And there's still 9 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Terrible shooting year. I can't wait. It's going to happen starting game two.
It's not starting tonight. They're 9 short of the 3-point record, and they got plenty of time to break it. All right, thanks again to Marquez Cooper for being on the show today. You guys out there hanging with us. Going to go get a little anniversary dinner. See what happens after that.
Please give Lori our best.
Yes,
for our
I will.
Anniversary
Thank you,
today.
Guys. For Tony, Scraby's next. Crisello here. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.